Good morning and welcome to my podcast, Riffing with Ralph. Today's topic is Capitalistic Crusaders, Mission Not Impossible. Definitions, mission, an important assignment carried out for commercial purposes, a special quest. Crusader, a person, fighter, who campaigns vigorously for political, social, or religious change, a campaigner. I'm incubating a new idea based on the case study method introduced at Harvard University Business School in 1920. I'm calling it the Capitalistic Crusaders. The following are quotes from Nitin Noorian, past dean of the Harvard Business School. The skills acquired by the case study method include increased self-confidence, the ability to advocate for a point of view, as well as knowing how to work closely with others to solve problems. Cases teach students to size up business problems quickly while cultivating the capacity for critical analysis, judgment, decision-making, and action. The case method creates high-powered incentives for students to prepare. It forces students to identify and focus on what's essential. Students can learn to listen more carefully to classmates whose different viewpoints may help them see beyond their own biases. Cases force students to make and defend a decision. I propose business schools use this team approach to challenge their students to come up with solutions for their own cities and rural areas. This would be an excellent approach instead of throwing money at them, which we see has not worked. I believe the history of the Peace Corps as well as AmeriCorps will help set the themes of self-sacrifice and volunteerism that the Capitalistic Crusaders will build upon. The Peace Corps. In 1950, Walter Reuther, president of the United Auto Workers, proposed that the idea that young Americans be sent around the world to fulfill humanitarian and development objectives, and I quote, "I have been saying for a long time that I believe the more young Americans who are trained to join with other young people in the world to be sent around with slide rule, textbook, and medical kit to help people help themselves with the tools of peace, the fewer young people will need to be sent with guns and weapons of war," end quote. In 1952, Senator Brian McMahon proposed an army of young Americans to act as, quote, "missionaries of democracy," end quote. During the 50s, privately funded non-religious organizations began sending volunteers overseas. While Kennedy is credited with the creation of the Peace Corps as president, the first initiative came from Senator Hubert Humphrey from Minnesota, who introduced the first bill to create the Peace Corps in 1957. At the urging of Reuther, John F. Kennedy announced the idea of a Peace Corps on October 14, 1960, at a late-night campaign speech at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor on the steps of the Michigan Union. During his inaugural address, Kennedy again promised to create the program. I would venture to say most of you listening today are aware of the following quote from his inauguration. "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." In March 1961, by executive order of President Kennedy and authorized by Congress, the Peace Corps Act was established. President Kennedy, in a speech at the White House on June 22, 1962, acknowledged that Operation Crossroads America, founded by Reverend James H. Robinson, was the basis for the development of the Peace Corps. As of February 2023, volunteers have returned for training and service after all were called home due to COVID-19. They're back in 47 countries around the globe from a previous high of 62 countries. This includes a new program launched in Vietnam. More than 900 volunteers are currently serving. AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps Vista Volunteers and Service to America was formed in 1965. In 1993, AmeriCorps was formed as the National and Community Service Trust Act. It was founded as a domestic version of the Peace Corps to create and expand programs that bring low-income individuals and communities out of poverty. Currently, there are over 5,000 VISTA members serving 1,200 VISTA programs throughout the nation. The AmeriCorps involves more than 80,000 Americans each year, working on programs such as environment, education, public safety, and other human needs. In two decades, more than 1 million men and women have taken the AmeriCorps pledge, serving over 1 billion hours across the U.S. The following is the AmeriCorps pledge, which I believe echoes President Kennedy's call for self-sacrifice and volunteerism. I will get things done for America to make our people safer, smarter, and healthier. I will bring Americans together to strengthen our communities. Faced with apathy, I will take action. I also particularly love this next one. Faced with conflict, I will seek common ground. Faced with adversity, I will persevere. I will carry this commitment with me this year and beyond. I am an AmeriCorps member, and I will get things done. AmeriCorps provides opportunities for Americans of all backgrounds to serve their country, address the nation's most pressing challenges, improve lives and communities, and strengthen civic engagement. Many churches, synagogues, and organizations are already in place and carry out missions to feed the starving, heal the unhealthy, educate the children, and to repair the infrastructure of villages and townships throughout the world. I propose a new corps to draw from our incredibly talented young people called the Capitalistic Crusaders. I thought, by using the word crusaders, it could be construed not as a religious undertaking, but as a highly important mission to better serve our fellow Homo sapiens who need help and our guidance to live the life we all aspire to. Okay, Ralph, that sounds pretty noble and altruistic, but how the fuck do you propose we accomplish that? I propose that the proven case study method be implemented to solve the problems of our inner cities as well as rural communities. The case study method is a teaching methodology that condenses real-world experiences into concepts and ideas. Harvard University considered the pioneer in bringing this unique teaching methodology began adapting the method at Harvard Law School in 1870. Over 100 years ago, Harvard Business School fully integrated this experiment into their primary teaching methodology. The case study method allows students to think like the CXO, Chief Experience Officer, one whose primary goal is to provide a positive customer experience and to continually improve existing CX customer experience programs. Approximately 40% of MBA classes at most top business schools use the CASE method, with leading proponents of case method using this approach in fully 80% more of their classes. Time spent developing cases would challenge students to independently and collectively generate an optimal solution to a non-trivial business problem. A Harvard professor states, quote, and I quote, "We teach people in many ways the courage to act under uncertainty, asking people to learn how to take a stand," end quote. Discussing cases in small study groups and then in the classroom helps students practice the skill of collaborating with others. Cases stimulate curiosity, which make them more agile, adaptive, and more open to doing a wider range of things in their careers. Students can study 500 cases over 2 years. Self-confidence is difficult to teach or coach, but the case study method seems to instill it in people. Teaching cases are meant to start debate among students rather than promote a particular point of view or point students in a specific direction. Case studies give students the chance to be in the shoes of a leader. From the halls of Ivy to our community college, we should utilize the case study method to come up with solutions for economic growth in our inner cities as well as our rural communities. Students form teams to visit these areas and create the best approach to maximize the citizens' lives. Seed money could possibly come from the schools, local government, state, as well as federal governments. No longer just throwing money to see what sticks. The mission of the MIT Sloan School of Management is to develop principled, innovative leaders who improve the world and to generate ideas that advance management practice. I believe with all my being that if we could tap into our most important resources, our youth, to work together to address our troubled inner cities and outer rural communities, we would grow into a healthier, wealthier, and more productive society. To revitalize inner cities is not a trivial business problem. Again, I reiterate, mission not impossible. What do you think? My resources are in the show notes. In closing, with a favorite prayer by Marie Lenard. Give us great dreams, O God, while thou art giving, and keep the end. It's enough if we live by the hope, nor falter in the living, that lures us on from dust to dignity. I thank you for your time.